Now, verse 23, he says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." I hear people say they want to celebrate the Lord's Supper just exactly like the Lord did. And then they have 11 o'clock morning service. Well, if you want to have it at the proper time, it would be at night. They went in at night. They eat the Passover feast. And if you wanted to pick out the right time, it wouldn't be 11 o'clock morning service. I instituted for a while in several churches in which I've served an evening communion, and every other time of having it in the evening service. Well, you should have heard the amount of criticism that came at first. "Oh, we want to celebrate it like the Lord did." I said, "Well, that's the reason we're having it at night. He instituted it at night." Listen to Paul. "That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Now when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" Now he got this as a direct revelation of the Lord. And Paul wasn't present in the upper room. And it was the night that the forces of hell met to destroy our Savior. And I think the simplicity and sublimity of this supper is tremendous, and the sanity of it. Notice what he did. It says, when he had given thanks, he gave thanks that night while the shadow of the cross hung over the upper room. Sin was knocking at the door of the upper room, demanding its pound of flesh, and he gave thanks. He gave thanks to God. Now he break it, and there's always been a difference of opinion among believers on that. Should you break the bread or serve it as it is? Well, may I say to you, Romanism breaks it. Lutheranism does not, and most Protestant churches don't. I instituted again something else, that the one that served the bread before the congregation take a piece and break it right before him. That speaks of the broken body of our Lord. Bengel made this statement. He says, "The very mention of the breaking involves distribution and refutes the Corinthian plan, every man for himself." They were to share this. This was something they were to share. Now, will you notice? He says, "After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.'" Now, the bread speaks of his broken body, not bones, broken body. And now, this speaks of the New Covenant. This is the New Testament, the New Covenant in my blood. And it's always called the cup, if you'll notice. Drink this cup. And Luke speaks of the fruit of the vine. Never is it called wine. May I say that I believe it was unfermented. Somebody says, "Why do you say that?" Well, this was the Passover feast, and they were serving unleavened bread. Do you think that they served the leavened fruit of the vine, which would be wine? Oh, no. They would never have unleavened bread and leavened grape juice. The body is the cup that holds the blood. And that blood speaks of his death. And it wasn't contaminated blood like mine or yours. It was not leavened. It was unleavened grape juice, if you please. I believe that with all my heart.